Hey, Daddy. So I hope your first day back to work was okay. I've been laying in bed all day. I know, I've been teasing you since the holidays started that I don't go back to Monday the 6th. And poor you had to go back today. I'm sorry. But I had an idea. So I thought... So basically all day I've been planning this out in my head. I know, so productive, right? So here's what we're gonna do, right? So I figured out that I'm recording this now from a location in the house unknown. So I'm hiding, Daddy. And I figure I'll record this from my hiding spot. And maybe you'll get some ambient clues as to where I am. But then I'll send it to you as you're leaving the office. And then you can listen to it on the way home. And then we'll see what happens when you get home. And you know, it's been a couple weeks almost since we've had any, like, dedicated playtime. So I thought, like, since our company left and, you know, the house is finally quiet, maybe this will be the day that we can play. So this is what I did. So I am hiding somewhere in the house, and I have all the lights off. I promise you that I am not outside of the house. I am in the house, and I think I found the perfect little hiding spot. And I do have to tell you, Daddy, that I'm naked. I did turn up the temperature a little bit in the house, so I'm not freezing. But yeah, so when you come home in about, I don't know, let's see if I send this exactly when I think you leave, depending on traffic, in the next 15 to 20 minutes or so, when you get home, come on in, you know, do your whatever you need to do, and then I really, really hope that you come find me. Daddy, I don't know why I'm whispering, like, you know, people are here or something, and you're in the house, because I know you're not in the house, but I'm just curious as to where you look. And the big question of the day, though, is what will you do to me when you find me? Oh my gosh, because remember, I am naked, and you know, you are Daddy, so you do have permission to do whatever you want to me. Oh my goodness. So I'm just imagining all different kinds of scenarios, right? So I'm imagining that I can probably hear the door open because of the alarm bell, but I can imagine that you're kind of like sneaking around the house, and I'm trying so hard to be quiet. And I'm kind of imagining that maybe you are trying to be quiet too, so you don't know, so I won't know that you're coming. But then I'm really curious of what's going to happen when you find me. Like, could I be, like, maybe I'm already, like, here's some spots ideas. Like, maybe I'm in the bed hiding under the covers. So maybe you rip off the covers and find me a wet mess sitting there, laying there, waiting for you. Right, because I didn't make the bed today, so maybe that pile of covers is me. Or maybe I'm hiding in the bathroom, and I'm behind the shower curtain or something, and you open that shower curtain to find me with my butt facing you, so my ass is kind of bent towards you, and I don't know, Daddy, what would you do? Would you spank it? Because I'm being a naughty little brat. Or would did you fuck it? Or maybe I'm hiding in the closet. We've never had sex in the closet. It is a tight space. But maybe I'm laying on the floor of the closet with my legs spread open. And all you have to do is kneel down and slide in. Or maybe I'm in one of the spare rooms hiding under the bed. So you might have to like grab me by the ankle and pull me out. And then just fuck me right there next to the bed on the floor. That could be really, really fun, Daddy. Or maybe I'm hiding in the kitchen pantry. It'd be interesting to get fucked by the cans of vegetables. We have to be careful, though. We can't scandalize the peas. You know, the peas are delicate, so maybe we need to, I'll turn the cans around so the peas can't see, because that would be horrible for the peas. And the carrots, too. The carrots don't like that kind of stuff, but that's okay. We'll figure it out. Or maybe, where else can I be? Or maybe I'm in the basement. So you just have to come find me. Maybe I'm hiding behind the pillows in the sectional. You finally get to bend me over that couch. The other night when the family was over and I was sitting there curled up and you sent me that text and I just happened to glance down and see it and you were like, if they weren't here, you'd be bent over that couch getting fucked. I was just like, oh God. I actually creamed my panties. I didn't get a chance to tell you that. But it was so hot that you sent me that sexy text in front of all these people and nobody knew. Ooh, that was good. What else? Let's see. Maybe I'm in the laundry room, kind of hiding next to the washer. I don't know. But, oh, Daddy, we haven't tried the spin cycle yet. I've heard that's sexy. Just to sit me on top of it and turn the spin cycle on. And then have all of that vibrating under me as you fuck me. Oh, my gosh, that could be fun. Or where else could I be, Daddy? Could I be, could I be in the spare closet as soon as you walk in to the living room from the front door? That could be fun, Daddy. I could be hiding behind some of all the winter jackets and the winter coats, and you'd have to, like, find me and, like, dig into there to see me. Or, Daddy, you know what? I'm making myself so fucking horny right now, thinking of all these things, that maybe, just maybe, I won't be able to wait. And when you walk in the door, I'll be right there on the couch, legs spread open, playing with my clit. I'm wondering why you took so long to get here. But no, I won't ruin the little game, I promise. And I bet, when I hope, when I wish, that when you find me, you'll be feral for me. Because I don't want to be fucked hard. I need you. It's been too long. This little pussy needs to be filled. Oh, this little cunt is empty, Daddy, and needs you. I did have a chance the other day when you were, I don't even know what you were doing. I think you were taking the family on the tour of the vegetable garden. For whatever reason, they want to see the vegetable garden in the middle of winter, but okay. So I snuck upstairs and I played with my clit for a few minutes just to take that edge off because, wow, I'm so needy right now, Daddy, and I haven't had you in a while. And I need it. You're a good little girl, needs to be fucked, Daddy. So I could just be sitting there on the couch, so overcome with need that I don't even hide. But no, I will, because I want you to be feral. And I want you to strip naked. And I want you to find me. And then, Daddy, you know what? I might play fight with you a little bit and try to get away. might run. So that means you have to chase me. Oh my gosh, can you imagine this fun game of chase all around the house? Do you think you're faster than me, Daddy? I think you are. Daddy, I think you would capture me before I even left the hallway. And you would have me pinned to the wall. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, it's been a long time since you fucked me up against the wall. Do you think that would be the way we would do it? I'm running down the hallway. And you're just slightly faster than me. You grab me just before I hit the stairs. And you push me back against the wall. You know that wall right there? That's empty. That we haven't figured out what to put on it yet. And Daddy, I think that would be so hot if you just took my hands and pinned them above my head. And you'd gripped my jaw. And Daddy, it would be so fucking hot if you just leaned down, looked me deep in the eyes, and said, "Got you." I might have to climb you like a spider monkey at that moment. Oh, Daddy. And as I'm pinned there, I can only imagine what your free hand will do, because I can't get away, Daddy, and I don't think I want to get away. Do you think you'll play with my nipples first? Just tease them and squeeze them and pinch them like you know I like. Do you think you'll roll them between your fingertips and watch them bud up for you? So soft and then suddenly so hard, like little pebbles just sitting there on the tips of my breasts. And Daddy, do you think you'll let your hand wander down my curves? As you know, Daddy, I do have some curves. And I think maybe you might have to grip my hips. Again, just with that one hand, just to hold me still. As you push me back into the wall and step into me, just to make sure I stay still. Daddy, it would be really, really hot if you slid one leg between mine to open my legs up so I'm spread for you against that wall. And Daddy, I think it would be amazing if your fingers just slid down to my little cunt. Oh, and just to see how wet I am. But you know I like playing games with you, Daddy. And hide and seek is my favorite one. What do you think you'll find, Daddy? Do you think I'll be wet? Or do you think you'll have to work for it to get me wet? I think I'll be wet. Because remember, you know, I'm a sure thing. Oh, goodness, isn't that funny? But I think I'll definitely be wet. And then, Daddy, maybe you just take your finger that I love for you to rub against my clit. And maybe you'll look me deep in the eye as I'm pinned there, like leaning over me, almost menacing, but never really. Because you love me, Daddy. And then just play with my clit and see how wet I can get for you. And Daddy, I am so horny and I'm so needy that I'll probably come quickly. I love how easily I come for you sometimes. You know, you never really have to work for it because I'm just so fucking hot for you. But I love when you tease me and edge me and make me wait. And I love the little permission games we play. When you tell me that I can't come until you say I can come. And Daddy, I get so whimpery and needy when we play those games. Because I want it, Daddy. I'm your spoiled little girl, and I want all the orgasms. And Daddy, when you say no, it makes me want to work for it harder. I want to be able to come and have all of my orgasms. And when you say, not until I say, oh, Daddy, that just turns me on more. Because that means I just have to be a better, good little girl for you. Until you finally let me come. And Daddy, what do you think your cock would be doing as you have me pushed up against the wall? Do you think it would be dripping pre-cum? At least you know that's my favorite, Daddy. Do you think maybe you can do me a favor and take your wet finger from me and then run it through a little bit of your pre-cum so it's both of us? And do you think you can stick those fingers in my mouth, Daddy, so I can taste us together? And I can suck and clean those fingers off. Because that's my favorite taste, Daddy. I mean, I love the way you taste and I love the way I taste. Sometimes you have to take my hand away because I'm in there tasting so much. But I really, really love how we taste together. Do you think that would be good, Daddy, if you give me some tastes? And would you have a taste too? Do you think you would like that as well? I know you don't mind eating me after you come inside of me. So, I think it would be fun to give us some tastes. And Daddy, what do you think would happen next? Do you think you let me come first? Or do you think you just lift me up against the wall? Wrap my legs around your waist and pin your chest up against mine so that I'm stable and I stay right there. And do you think you'd let my hands go, Daddy, so that you can reach down and tuck them under my butt and give you better leverage as you slide that hard as fuck inside of me? Oh, Daddy, it's been 2 weeks. So to feel that stretch. Oh, I'm so tight, Daddy. It's been so long. It's almost like you have to stretch me again. Oh, Daddy, can you imagine just slowly and gently sliding your dick inside of me? And how tight I feel wrapped around you. My little walls will be gripping you, Daddy, so tight. Oh, and then you finally sink all the way back there to my favorite spot, where I can just feel the head of your cock just kiss my cervix. Oh, Daddy, that would be so hot that you're buried all the way in there. Oh, and would you fuck me up against that wall, Daddy? Just bracing your hands against the wall as you move your hips. Would you fuck me there, Daddy? Oh, just slow, neat little thrusts into me. Just watching my eyes and my face as all of that pleasure just runs right over me. Would you do that, Daddy? Or And after you do that for a few minutes, would you step back and slip out of me? And then walk me over to the banister, that little spot that overlooks our family room. And Daddy, would you bend me over the banister, making me lean on it so that my ass is up in the air, Daddy? And would you spank me just a little bit? God, I'm getting so wet thinking about this. Would you spank me? Because, you know, I've been bratty. I've been teasing you all day about being home while you had to work. And I've been sending you naughty voice memos all day about how my fingers can't stay out of my pussy as I lay in bed. And then I did this big thing where I went and hit when you came home. So do you think, Daddy, I deserve a couple spanks right on my ass? And you know, because of who I am, I do get a little red when you do that. Would that be fun? Before you again take your foot and kick my legs open nice and wide so that you can take me from behind, Daddy. You bend your knees a little bit and then just ram that hard cock right in there. Oh, that could be fun too. Oh, I wonder if you were getting so aroused as you're listening to this that you're actually touching yourself in the car. Keep your eyes on the road, Daddy. But can you imagine? Oh, every time you get to a traffic light, it just seems longer and longer and further away from home. Even though you're moving closer, your impatience, Daddy, I'm sure, will be quite high when you get home. Are you squeezing that cock in your pants? I would do it for you, Daddy, but obviously I'm not there. But I'll be waiting here for you. If you can find me. What I might do, though, Daddy, because you haven't fucked me in the tub in a long time, I might just run a bath and be waiting for you in the bathtub. Would that be fun, Daddy? If I'm in a bunch of bubbles, just laying back, relaxing, maybe I'll put some candles. I'll light them so it's dark again in there, Daddy, and just candlelight. And maybe you walk right in because you could hear the water running, and I turn it off as you come up the stairs. And Daddy, you might just stand there by the tub watching me as I watch you, Daddy. You might just like strip everything off right there and just climb right into that tub with me. All that hot, warm water with bubbles all around us. And Daddy, after you sit down, you might be a little impatient. So you just pick me up and sit me right down facing you on your lap. And Daddy, that cock of yours might just slide right inside of me as you ease me down. Oh, that would be amazing, Daddy. We're sitting in the middle of the tub. I'm on your lap. Your cock is buried inside of me. And as we wrap our arms around each other, and I'll even put my legs wrapped around you. So we're skin to skin, chest touching all of those warm bubbles. And Daddy, we might just have to make out for a little bit. Oh, Daddy, it's been so long since we've just made out. But this time it's a little bit more intense since I'm sitting on your cock. Do you think, Daddy, the warm water might help stretch me a little bit? Because, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, it's been about 2 weeks. So that warm water might help. And Daddy, I'll make sure that the tub isn't too high, the water in it meaning, so that we don't make a mess. But maybe I might just start to rock my hips a little bit and grind against you with you stuffed inside of me as we kiss. And Daddy, I think it might be fun if you nibble on my neck a little bit. And I promise to nibble on yours. Wouldn't that be hot, Daddy? Both figuratively and literally. I just love to feel your warm skin wet and soft against mine as we're just cozy in that tub. Or maybe you find me in the basement. I mentioned I might be there earlier when you sent me that text the other day. But maybe I'm in the basement, laying on the pool table. Oh, Daddy, you haven't fucked me on the pool table yet. I mean, we just got it a couple weeks ago, and it hasn't even happened yet. But can you imagine me laying there? We might have to put a towel under me, Daddy, because of that angle and that height. I might just squirt all over the place. So can you imagine, though? I'm just laying in the middle of the pool table, spread eagle, just waiting for you to come fuck me. Maybe the only light is the light on over the pool table. So I'm in this warm glow. And my pussy is facing the door. So that's the first thing you see. And Daddy, I'm so silky wet that it almost glistens in the light. Daddy, do you think you can resist licking me? And just running your tongue between my lips just to taste me as I lay there. I'm getting all wet, Daddy, thinking about this. I'm actually reaching down from in my hiding spot. And I'm rubbing my clit. Because, you know, I can't keep my fingers out of there. And I am keeping to the rules, Daddy, you said. As long as I'm on the phone with you, either with a voice memo or directly, I can come because I'm recording it. And that way you get to hear every orgasm I have. So I'm so wet right now, Daddy. My little clit is so hard. Let me look at the clock. Let's see. What time is it? Oh, you'll be home in the next few minutes. Do you think I can come before you get home? That way I'm really ready to go, Daddy, and I take that edge off so that I can wait and be patient. Do you think I can do that in the next couple of minutes? Just come for you. I can imagine, Daddy, you're driving in your car and you have me hooked up to the radio system, so you're just listening to me. So my voice is kind of surrounding you in the car. And as you're driving, I'm coming. Do you think that could be fun, Daddy? Oh, I didn't think about hiding in the car, but technically that's not in the house. Although my car is in the garage, which is in the house. But I'm already hidden, so maybe next time I'll hide there, because fucking me in the back of my car could be fun too. I have all these ideas, Daddy. I just have so many. Well, my little clit needs to come right now so that when you get home, you can come find me and my little pussy won't be so hungry that it actually can play the game and wait. Otherwise, it just might lead me right down to where you are and I just might have to push you down and sit on your cock. Sometimes my little pussy, my little kitty, gets so, so hungry for her cream. Oh, Daddy. I can't wait till you get home. I don't know if I can orgasm before you get here. I would love to. But I just have a few minutes left before you arrive. And I don't know if that's possible. Do you think it is? Probably not, Daddy. But come find me.